Thank you for the introduction. You all remember the Hurricane Katrina back in 2005, and the presentation for this session is about Hurricane Katrina and Rita and positive traits versus previous trauma, racially different correlates with PTSD symptoms among hurricane volunteers. This study was conducted right after, actually 3 months after the Hurricane Katrina, and so I'll just go ahead and start. And we know that Hurricane Katrina and Rita were the, like, among the most costly and among the worst natural disaster in United States history. And but left nearly 2,000 mortalities, and especially among blacks, Mississippi and Texas, and about 470 shelters and evacuation centers were established, and but few studies explored racially different protectors of PTSD symptoms following collective traumatization. blacks were among the most emotionally devastated and showing greater symptom severity of post-traumatic stress disorder, but few studies explore this racial difference of the PTSD symptoms. So we examine this racial difference between white and black for the PTSD symptoms and the correlates with PTSD. About 3 months after Hurricane Katrina and Rita, black and white college students in affected areas volunteered to provide a broad array of services for numerous evacuees. Many students were relocated evacuees themselves in Texas, Mississippi, and those areas affected by Hurricane Katrina and Rita. Over 500 student volunteers were recruited for this study 3 months after HKR from affected areas like Jackson State University, Louisiana State University, Southern A&M University, University of Alabama, and University of Houston. So our research questions, first is whether exposure to HKR impacts the mental health symptoms of black and white volunteer subgroups respectively. And based on the literature, we expected racially differential impacts of certain protectors like hope, optimism, faith factors, and pre-traumatic positive emotions, as well as risk factors like previous trauma and Hurricane Katrina and Rita stressors and pre-traumatic negative emotions on PTSD symptoms of two racial subgroups, white and black. In literature, there are some protective factors for the PTSD, and this is protection of positive traits. Non-protectors in collective trauma involved spirituality, optimistic attitude, and pre-traumatic positive emotions. And spirituality and optimistic expectations are particularly are strong characteristics that may transcend the negative impact of massive traumatization. And hope, optimism, and future mindedness is defined as one character strength, a cognitive, emotional, and motivational stance toward the future. And these are like the old religious root of hope, and Julian, which stated the great enemy suffering and death, religion offers hope that in the end, the very end, all shall be well, and all shall be well, and we have him like it is well with my soul. And so this like a religion provide us the hope that in the end all will be well. And optimism, generally positive expectation for the future, emerged in the French Revolution. And hope, it's a more goal-oriented and action-determined attitude run for millennia and widely mentioned in the Bible. So all these like hope are rooted in the religion and spirituality, and these positive traits in collective trauma, I'll skip. Well, these studies are from like 911 that tragic event and followed up showed a counteracting role of faith and related coping in PTSD mediated through optimism. And faith also correlated with positive emotions that also protected mental health. And the study reported the role of faith and spiritual support among Black elderly in coping with HKR. So risk factors of the previous trauma, non-risk factors in collective trauma involved previous trauma, stressors from current trauma, and peritraumatic negative emotions. And numerous evidence in trauma workers and volunteers demonstrate high risk of PTSD in those having suffered previous trauma. And also the 911 follow-up study showed that lifetime trauma as a predictor of PTSD. And all these studies show the risk of previous trauma and risk of current stress. I'm going to skip this one. And so we want to examine the racial effect of PTSD. And major studies have documented high risk of PTSD among minorities, partly because they were exposed to various pre-disaster disadvantages, like poverty, violence, and discrimination, etc. And researchers found no Black versus white racial differences in symptom improvement in their prospective assessment of veterans with long-standing severe war-related PTSD, which raises question about impact of common goals. So some studies found no difference between Black and white, but here, our study found actually some differences between Black and white. And our hypothesis, first is a stronger positive association between previous traumas and current symptom levels in Black than in white subsample, adjusting demographics in current stressors, and a stronger protective law of positive traits and face factors in Black and white, above and beyond the risk, and more protective hope for Blacks than whites. And study samples, among 554 participants, 9% were transferred from institutions in areas directly impacted by HKR. And for this analysis, only 505 were included, African Americans 299 and European Americans 206. And the majority was female, and African American 54% and non-Hispanic white 37. The mean age was 28.9 years. So our participants are young. And procedures, got a IRB approved for each institutions that are participated in our study, like for each study, for each schools, and posters, emails, and direct faculty contact were used to encourage participation. And return questionnaires were entered into the database, and five subsets of database were aggregated and cleaned at Regina State University and sent to the first author for further statistical analysis. She was at the University of Pittsburgh when I was there, but she left, and I think now she's somewhere in Florida. But so measures, obviously the dependent variables are PTSD, and these are some like control variables and independent variables, and hurricane related stressors and peritraumatic emotional responses and previous traumatic experiences, race and gender. We had like a separate analysis for black and white. When we have like a separate analysis, we didn't have to do this like a diagnosed for race. And PTSD is a 17-item modified PTSD symptom scale, and include hope, optimism, strength of faith, and using prayer for coping. And we used independent t-test first for racial difference in predictors of PTSD and potential covariates, and hierarchical or logical regression, predictors of PTSD symptoms in two race groups, following pre-planned steps like one, demographics, two, disaster experience, pre-traumatic emotional responses, like negative and positive emotions, and HKR stressors and traumatic experience reminded. And then third step is included faith factors, faith strengths, and using prayer for coping. And the last step included optimistic expectations, hope and optimism. And the significance level was 0.05 decided. Research, independent t-test demonstrated race-based differential patterns in PTSD symptoms, significant stressors and other other factors. Factors in this study ranged from 0 to 51, and while 5.6 point of blacks and 1.9 of whites reported MPSS scores higher than clinical cutoff 28. And blacks had more previous trauma in three areas than whites, like a witness violence, victims of domestic violence, and previous homelessness. And blacks scored higher on HKR-related current stressors, health care needs, financial problems, loss of electricity, and behavior problems with children than whites. And blacks reported higher levels of pre-traumatic positive emotions and face factors. Also, blacks had fewer years of college education and longer years of employment than whites. And here are the enumerated racial differences. As you can see here, the schoolings, years of schoolings are different between black and white. Whites show the longer years of schooling and also the employment years, and blacks show the longer years of employment than whites. And also the higher score, the blacks show the higher score in witness violence and victims of domestic violence and victims of child abuse, previous homeless, and health care and financial problems. Okay. And predictors for PTSD in black volunteers. So we had like a multiple regression. In step two, peritraumatic reaction factors relating three predictors, positive emotion, negative emotion, and stressors. And in step four, hope predicted lower levels of PTSD symptoms. These are reserved for black only, black volunteers. And these are regression models in blacks. We can see here the predictors of PTSD for blacks is positive emotion and negative emotion and HKR stressors and also hope. Negative related predicted PTSD and predictors of PTSD in white volunteers. In step four, HKR related stressors and prior coping were positively associated with symptom levels. The interesting finding was the prior coping was positively associated with symptom PTSD symptom levels. And so these are regression models for whites, and you can see here negative emotion and reminding trauma and HKR stressors are predictors for PTSD in whites. And prayers are positively correlated with PTSD symptoms in whites. So our conclusion is that our study adds new evidence to the multicultural literature regarding racial differences in predictions for PTSD symptoms. Compared with the white counterparts after the HKR trauma, black volunteers experienced higher levels of traumatization, more severe types of previous trauma record, more current stressors but less education, greater positive emotions and spirituality. So these are hypotheses tested. We found a link between previous trauma recollection with PTSD symptoms only in whites. And hope and positive emotions seem to be protective factors for blacks. These are implications. Hope. Okay. Yes, I'll stop here. These are implications and limitations. Okay, thank you very much. And